Today's daf is Sanhedrin daf Nun Vav, and we are two lines from the bottom of daf Nun Hey Amid Beis, the Mishnah HaMegadev. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasuna Batzar Vashivya. Today's daf is also being learned as a schos Rufua Shalema for Chava Miriam Bas Malka Freda and Le'ilu Nishmas Rivka Bas Ibada L'chaim Rabbi Gabriel Tzvi and a Rav Aryeh Ben HaRav David Yosef. So the topic of today's daf is really going to be a tale of two sugyas. The first half of the daf is going to discuss the Megadev. The second half of the daf is going to discuss the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. In fact, it is going to launch a several daf sugya from the Mor Geshmakas sugyas and Shas that are going to go into great detail everything related to the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But the Megadev first. So, what is a Megadev? A Megadev is somebody that, in the words of Chazal, is Mevarech Es Hashem. Now, literally, someone that's Mevarech Es Hashem is somebody that blesses Hashem. However, a Megadev is doing something bad. Obviously, he's not then blessing Hashem. In fact, Mevarech Es Hashem is a euphemism. It's a Lashon Saginar for being Mekalel as Hashem. So the idea of being Mekalel HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so chamor that Chazal didn't even want to utter the words out of their mouth. And it's for that reason they used this euphemism of Mevarech as Hashem. Now, the parsha of Megadev is mentioned in two places in the Torah. In one place, it's mentioned very, very bekitzer. In fact, even Biramiza. In the other place, it's mentioned very much at length. The first place is in Parshas Mishpatim, in the course of the many psukim and mitzvahs and mesechtes that are scattered, the Torah says, Elohim loy sekalel, v'nasi ba'amcha loy sar. If you look at Targum Onkelos and all the Rishonim that are mefarish the pasuk al pi pshutei shel mikra, they say that Elohim in this pasuk is referring to a dayan. And essentially what the Torah is saying is that thou shalt not curse a dayan, additionally, v'nasi ba'amcha. Someone that's a president, someone that's a leader, he's a manik, also loisar, you're not allowed to curse. So the Torah is talking about cursing a person of prominence, a person of position. Dayin Elohim loisakalo, v'nasi ba'amcha, also loisar. Stating that, if you take a look at Rashi, Rashi quoted Divrei Chazal, we'll see it in today's daf, that said that in the words Elohim loisakalo, there's a remez, harezu azhara lebirchas Hashem, that a person is also not allowed to be Mevarech Es Hashem. In other words, although Pashup Shad in the Pasuk, Elohim Lo Yisakalel, is Elohim Lashon Chol, referring to a Dayan, but at the same time, there's also a Remez to Elohim Lashon Kodesh, so that in this Pasuk, there's an Azara, a Lo Yisaseh, one is not allowed to be Mevarech Es Hashem. The second place that the Parsha of the Megadev is mentioned is in the end of Parsha Zemar. There, it's much more Barichos. In fact, it's preceded with a anecdote. It's preceded with a Maisa Shahoya Kachoy. So the Torah says as follows. Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis, v'hu ben Ish Mitzri b'toich b'nei Yisrael. There was a person that went b'toich b'nei Yisrael. He was the son of an Isha Yisraelis. In other words, his mother was a Yid. V'hu ben Ish Mitzri. However, his father was a Mitzri. In fact, Rashi says his father wasn't just a Mitzri, but his father was the Mitzri. His father was the Mitzri that's mentioned in the beginning of Parashat Shmos that Moshe Rabbeinu killed. The Pasuk said, Vayachas HaMitzri Vayitmeneu Bachol, which ultimately forced Moshe Rabbeinu to run away, Midbar, Yisroi, the Snat, etc., etc. Who was that Mitzri? The father of this person. Either way, so this person who's the son of a Jewish mother but a non-Jewish father, he went b'toich b'nei Yisrael v'yinotzu b'machna ben ha-Yisraelis v'isha Yisraeli. And he got into a fight together with someone who was the son of a Yisraelis and the son of a Yisraeli. Meaning, he got into a fight with someone who was a full-fledged Yid, both from his father's side and from his mother's side. In the course of this fight, Vayikov ben ha'isha Yisraelis es Hashem vayikalo. This ben ha'isha ha'Yisraelis cursed, he was mevarech es Hashem. Vayaviu oisai lufnei Moshe, and they brought him to Moshe. The shame imai, the pasuk says, parenthetically, if you want to know who his mother was, Shloimis bas Divri, Lamate Don from the Shevet of Don. Either way, so they bring this person to Moshe Rabbeinu. They realize that what he did was wrong, but they didn't know how wrong it was. Meaning they didn't really know what you're supposed to do with him. In fact, Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know exactly what's supposed to be done with this person. So he put him in a cell, Lifrosh Lohem Al Pi Hashem, waiting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to come to Moshe and to tell him what exactly is supposed to be done with this person. So it's interesting. They chapped something needs to be done with him, but exactly what, they didn't know. Even Moshe didn't know, and that's why they're waiting to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The next pasuk says, "Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Leim, Hoytzei Esam Mekalo Mechutz LaMachane." Take this Mekalo outside of the Machane. V'Samchu Kol Hashem Mesidei Maroish, and all the people that heard him be Mekalo should do smicha on his head. V'Rogmu Oisai Kol Ha'Eda, and then they should give him skila. They should stone him. V'Al Bnei Yisrael Tadabel Emer. Then you should turn to Bnei Yisrael and you should say the following: Ish Ishki Mekalo LaLoikav V'Nasachetoy. Any person that's going to do what this Mekalo did, V'Nasachetoy, is going to have to carry his sin. The noikiv shem Hashem. In fact, if somebody is mekalo, mois yumas, he's chayv misa. What kind of misa? Rogam yirgam ubay kola eda skila. He will be stoned by the entire eda. Kager ka ezrach. We'll see in the course of the daf what those words mean. Benokva Hashem. If he does this, he mentions the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this context. Yumas. He should die. Then the Torah mentions additional tzivuyim that HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe during that time. And at the very, very end of Parsha Semar, in fact, it's the last pasuk, the Parsha concludes, Vayedaber Moshe al Bnei Yisrael, Vayoytziu as ha-mekalo mechutz la-machane, Vayirgamu oisai oven, u-Bnei Yisrael asu kasha tziva Hashem es Moshe. That the Bnei Yisrael went and executed exactly what Moshe Rabbeinu had been commanded. So this is the second parsha of the Megadeth. It begins with a story of Ben Isha Yisraelis, who was also the son of an Ish Mitzri, who got into a fight with someone who was a Ben HaYisraelis and of an Ish HaYisraeli. In the course of the fight, this Ben Isha Yisraelis and Ben Ish Mitzri was Mekalel Es Hashem. They brought him to Moshe, knowing something needs to be done with him, not knowing exactly what. Moshe also didn't know what. Vayanichu b'mishpar lifroish lehem al pi Hashem. And it's there that HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes and delivers to Moshe Rabbeinu what we know as the parasha, the Mekalel. And the short version of it is, he's chayiv misas bezdin, not just any misas bezdin, skila. And then in the end of the parasha, the pasuk says that Klal Yisrael, Moshe Rabbeinu, they actually executed this person. They did exactly what it was that they were supposed to do. Now, it's interesting, there's a lot of Torah Shebaal Peh. Rashi quotes Divrei Chazal in terms of what was the background, like what exactly happened. The pasuk cryptically states, "Vayetze ben Isha Yisraelis." He went out, got into a fight. What exactly was the siba for the fight? So Rashi brings different pshatim, but one interesting pshat that Rashi does mention is that this person was actually upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. And the reason he was upset at Moshe Rabbeinu is because he was trying to pitch his tent in Matei Don. And the reason is because Shem Imo Shlomis Bas Divri, who was the Matei Don. And the Olam told him that even though your mother is from Don, but your father's a Mitzri, and because your father's a Mitzri, you have no schosim to be together with the people that live in Matei Don. Either way, he decided to sue these people. They come to Moshe Rabbeinu and his Bezdin, and Moshe Rabbeinu paskins that they're right, he's wrong, and being that it's only from your maternal side that you're from Matei Don, it's for that reason you're not going to get a chelik in Matei Don. Now, this person was very, very upset, because the psak had just come out, not like he had wanted it. So Vayetze, he leaves the court of Moshe Rabbeinu, and you know what he did? He was Mevarech Es Hashem. Now, it's not so clear why would he have been Mevarech Es Hashem. He's upset at Moshe Rabbeinu. So if he's upset at Moshe Rabbeinu, why is he going now and being Mevarech Es Hashem? So Rabbeinu Bechaya, on this pasuk, says a davar nifla. Because we said that who was his father? He was a Ben Ish Mitzri. But he wasn't just a Ben Ish Mitzri. He was the son of the Mitzri that Moshe Rabbeinu had killed. We know, how did Moshe Rabbeinu kill the Mitzri? He killed him using the Shem Hashem. So this person took the opportunity right now to take revenge, so to speak, from Moshe Rabbeinu. And part of his revenge was to go be Mevarech Es Hashem. That Shem that had killed his father, that's the Shem that he was upset at. That's the connection between him being angry, getting into a fight. What are they fighting about? A piece of property in Matei Don. That's why we make a big deal about the fact that it's only from his mother's side he's from Matadon, not from his father's side. Vayetze means he leaves the courthouse of Moshe Rabbeinu. And what's his reaction? His reaction is that he's the one that is Mevarech Has Hashem. Why is he being Mevarech Has Hashem? Because that was the vehicle, that was the weapon, so to speak, that Moshe Rabbeinu had used to kill his father. Either way, with that brief introduction, we begin the first half of today's daf, which is the story of the Megadev. The Megadev is only Chayev if he spells out the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. In other words, a Megadev is someone that's Mevarech Hashem. But it's not enough to be Mevarech Hashem. You also have to mention the name of Hashem. Now, obviously, if you're going to be Mevarech Has Hashem, you're going to mention the name Hashem. What's it coming to exclude? So Rashi says, it's coming to exclude what would be if one person mentions the name Hashem, and then someone else hears it and he says, that name that you just mentioned, he is Mevarech. You would have thought that at the end of the day, his being Mevarech is latching on to the other person's mentioning of Hashem, and he should be a regular Mevarech Has Hashem. That's what the Mishnah is coming to exclude. HaMegadev Ein Lechayev Ad Shnei Yefarech Hashem. The person who's Mevarech has to mention the Shem Hashem and then be Mevarech. I'm Reb Shulvan Karcha. Reb Shulvan Karcha said, B'chol Yoyim, every day, meaning during the trial of the Megadev, Don Eneso Edim B'Kinoi. So when they would judge the Edim, they would use a Kinoi, meaning they wouldn't say exactly what it was that the Edom heard. Meaning the Edom walk into Bez and they say, we heard somebody be Mevarech Has Hashem. So at some point, they're going to have to communicate to the court what exactly it is they heard. The problem is, communicating what they heard is a bad thing because these are words that you don't want to utter. Somebody is about to be stoned to death because he uttered those words. So even in the course of the trial, even though this a tayelis to be saying what it is that the Edom heard, but out of a sensitivity, they wouldn't say the words. So b'chol yoyim every day, donen eswa Edom b'kinoi. They would use a kinoi. What was the kinoi? They would say, yake yoisi es yoisi. Now what's this yake yoisi es yoisi all about? So that we'll see in the Gemara already. But the point is, instead of saying the shame Hashem, they would say the shame Yoisi. So Yoisi was the kinoi. It would replace the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Get back to that in a minute. Nigmar Adin, once already, there was a Gmar Adin, loy Hargan B'kinoi, so they wouldn't kill the person if all they heard from the Edom was the kinoi. Meaning, Bezin could only hear the kinoi in order to give somebody Mises Bezin. They would ask everybody to please leave. And they would ask the eldest of this group, and they would tell him, Amar Mashash Shomat B'Ferish. I want you to tell me exactly, right now you have to talk Rochel B'Tchaktan. I want to hear exactly what it is that was said, and he would say, the Dayanim would stand when they heard this, the Kairim, and they would rise Kriya, literally like someone that lost a relative. And this Kriya was such a Chomer Kriya that you couldn't sew it back. So in Hilchas Kriya, sometimes you could sew it back, sometimes you can't. This is a Kriya that you're not let us sew. And then the second aid would come, and he would say, Afani Kamayu, I also heard that. So it's interesting, even though the Edom need to say Beferish what they heard, only one of the Edom would say it. The other one would just say, me too. Me also. But the point is that even though at the time of the trial they wouldn't say explicitly what it is they heard because of the sensitivity of the subject matter, but at the same time, at the time of the Gemar Din, they had to hear it. They heard it from only one of the Eidim. The others would say, yeah, Gamani Mitztaref Lanal. And the Dayana, when they heard it, they would, number one, ask everybody to leave the room. They would stand up. They would rise Kriya because there had to be a certain sensitivity to what it is that they're about to hear. Now, the Mishnah had mentioned that every day as the trial was happening, Donen Eso Eden Bikinoi. What was the Kinoi? Yake Yoisi Es Yoisi. Now, when we talk ordinarily about a kinui of the Shem Hashem, usually what it means is either a shame of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or it means one of the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So for example, when we talk about the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this is the Shem HaMefayrish, that is the Iker Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There are other Shemois that have Kedusha, Shiva Shemes, Sheinan Nimchakim, etc., that on some level are kinuyim of the Shem HaMefayrish, although they're Shemois in it of themselves. Additionally, there are different words that Chazal referred to as a kinoi of the Shem Hashem, such as Rachum and Chanun, Erchapayim, Rav Chesed, different words that are adjectives that describe the midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's usually what a kinoi of the Shem Hashem means. In this Mishnah, B'chol Yoyim Donen Es Ha'edim B'kinoi, it's not what it means. In fact, what was the kinoi for the Shem Hashem? It was Yoisi. Yoisi is not one of the names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly then, it's being referred to as a kinoi in the loose sense, but it's not what we usually think of when we think of a kinoi of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rashi says that why is it that they use the word Yoisi? Now, the truth is, did they have to use the word Yoisi? Of course not. But the point is, the Mishnah gives an example of Yoisi. So why the word Yoisi? So Rashi says two reasons. Number one, the word Yoisi is going to be a kinoi for the Shem Havaya. Now we'll see in the Gemara, Machlokes is remaining the Chachamim, whether the Megadiv has to be Mevarech the Shem Havaya, or even one of the other Shemes would be enough to qualify as a Megadiv. But the point is, according to the Chachamim, the Megadiv has to be Megadiv the Shem Havaya. So the Shem Havaya is made up of four Oisias, Yud K, Vav K. Yoisi is also made up of four Oisias. So Zakra, actually, that's one reason why we're using the name Yoisi. Another reason Rashi says, and this is interesting, he says because the gematria of Yoisi is 86, the gematria of the Shem Elikim is also 86, and it's for that reason there's a real sheiches, there's some pneumistic connection between Yoisi and the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I saw Rabbi Reuven Margolis in Margolis Hayam. He says a davar nifla. He says the truth is that you find throughout Shas that when Chazal wanted to pick a name just out of a hat, very often the name that they would use was Yosef. A few examples. Shnei Yosef ben Shimon hadarim berachas. Yavam is tav chavtal ramad aleph. The Gemara over there is discussing when the Yavam does Yibum with the Yavama, so the idea is to have a child, Yakum al Shem Achim Ames. And there's a Havamin in the Gemara, it's not the Maskana, but there's a Havamin in the Gemara that in the event that the Yavam, the Yavama, would have a son, they're supposed to name the son after the Achames. And then the words of the Gemara is that in the event that the brother that died's name was Yosef, right? So throughout Yavamis, it's Reuven and Shimon, right? But let's say his name was Yosef. We would call him Yosef. So again, Yosef was used as the example. Gittin Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis. The Mishnah is talking about somebody that has two names and how you work out the two names with regards to Ksivas Haget. So the Gemara's example is Shmo Yosef, Vekoyin Lo Yoichanon. Yoichanon, Vekoyin Lo Yosef. So it says in Margolis that the truth is the name Yosef was a name that was used very, very often. So to use Yoisi here as a mashal, Yaki Yoisi is Yoisi, actually makes sense because you see Yosef is a go-to name. But Rabbi Margolis says that he thinks the reason Rashi added another knech is because why Yoisi and not Yosef, right? Now, Yoisi and Yosef come from the same name. Yoisi comes from Yosef. There's rise to that. But at the same time, why would it be Yoisi and not Yosef? So Rashi says because the gematria is 86. But Rabbi Margolis says, take a look at the Zohar HaKadosh in Parshas Pinchas, it's in Raya Mehemna, it's Daf Reish Chaf Gimel Amud Aleph. So the context over there is that the Raya Mehemna was speaking to the Chaverim, all the Grois HaTanon, and he was telling them that their essence is somehow symbolized in their name. And first, he told Rabbi Lazar, where his essence is symbolized in the name Elazar. And then he turned to Rabbi Yossi, and he said, V'yakum Rabbi Yossi imach. Rabbi Yossi should stand together with you, meaning with Rabbi Lazar. The iyu kursayah shleimus alamare, because he is, above my pay grade, the shleimus of the kisei hakavod. The hachi salik Yossi lechejben hakisei, because the name Yossi has the same gematria as the word hakisei, which is 86, and not just that, elikim the chushban. It also has the gematria of the word elikim. But the bottom line is, you see from here, from this Zohar HaKadosh, that Yoisi has some connection to the essence of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Yaki Yoisi is Yoisi, using it as a kinui, it's not just that it has the same gematria, but there's definitely a Tosefes Biur as it relates to it, tucked away in this Zohar HaKadosh. Regardless, on that note, Zakhti Gemar Tanu, in the Braisa, as it relates to the Megadev, Ad She Yivorich Shem B'Shem, in order for someone to be prosecuted as a Megadev, it's not enough that he's Mevarech as Hashem, but he has to be Mevarech the Shem with the Shem. So what does that even mean? Rashi says, "Kigoyin Yaakov Ploini as Ploini, or Yekalo Shem Ploini as Shem Ploini." So basically what the person says is that I want the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Mevarech another Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want the Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to be Yaakov, another Shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. See, he's not just being Mevarech the Shem, but he's saying that I want one Shem to be Mevarech another Shem. Which, by the way, is why the Mishnah said, Yaakov Yosias Yosi, right? B'chol Yom Donin Esa Eidim B'kinoi. What was the kinoi? Yaakov Yosias Yosi. It's a funny Lashon. The Teretz is, this is actually what the Megadav is. If he's not Mevarech Shem B'Shem, he's not going to be considered a Megadav. Something Mavar Nani B'Li, what's the Mekar to this? Meaning it's a Chiddush. Pasha, you would say that a Mevarech Hashem is someone that's Mekalel. Okay, so if you have to be Mekalel, you have to be Mekalel. Where do you come to Yaakov Yosias? Point Yosi, Amash Shmuel. Shmuel said the Amakra. It's actually learned out from the Parsha of the Megadav, the Iker Parsha, which is in Parsha's Emor. So the Pasuk said that after they incarcerated the Megadeth, waiting to hear from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu lays out the law of the land, of what you do with this person. Now, the understanding is that v'nokfoy means mekalo, and the pasuk says v'noikev shem Hashem mois yumas once, rogam yirgam ubay kol edo kager ge'ezach v'nokfoy shem yumas twice. So we learn from there that it's not enough that the person is noikev the shem in order to be considered a megadev, but he would have to be noikev the shem b'shem. That's the double lashon. V'noikev shem v'nokfoy shem yumas. It's then and only then that he is going to be chay. Now, this drosha that the megadev has to be mevarech as Hashem b'shem is predicated on when it says in the Torah v'noikev shem Hashem mois yumas, that the word v'noikev means mekal, right? B'nokvay shem yumas is a lashon of mekal. Now, just to be clear, that's without a question that the parsha of the megadev on some level is related to a mekal, right? It's very, very clear. After they incarcerated this person, so it says, right? The end of the parasha. So there's nothing to talk about. This person was Mekala, right? It's very, very clear. Stating that the Gemara now is going to wonder out loud and go through a little bit of an exercise. How we know that when it says v'noikev, when it says v'nokvay, it also means to be Mekala. And really, it starts with the story itself. Now, Vayikal, we know what that means. He was Mevarech as Hashem. But what does Vayikoiv mean? We're assuming Vayikoiv means simply to be Mekal, right? Because that's all the Megadeth is. The Megadeth is someone that's Mekal. Now, he's Shem B'Shem, based on V'noike, V'nokvoy. But the assumption is that Vayikoiv means what Vayikal means. And the many times that you find this word Vayikoiv mentioned here, it's just all Vayikal. And the question is, how do you know that? Says the Gemara. Mimayda hay noikev lishna de bruchehu. How do you know that when it says in the Torah noikev, it's a lishna de bruchehu? Now, who just said that it's a lishna de bruchehu? Because we just said that we learn achi yivarech shem b'shem from the fact that it says v'noikev shem v'nokvei shem. So clearly we're teaching that what does this mean? It means to be mevarech es Hashem. So we know for sure that that's what this means. But the question that, meaning we're assuming that that's what it means. But the question is mechateisa. This is what it means. Says the Gemara d'chse. Probably it's based on the following pasuk. Bilam, when he was hired to be Mekalo Klai Yisrael, so he said, Ma ekev lekabay keel, right? I can't curse Klai Yisrael. I'm trying, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu's not getting angry, so it's for that reason I have no ability to curse HaKadosh Baruch Hu, right? Bilam's whole chachm of how he was going to be Mekalo HaKadosh Baruch Hu was by knowing when HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and he was going to use that time to go ahead and do his thing. But he said, Ma ekev, I can't do it, like Kabay Kel. Now, if you're going to tell me that v'noikev shem v'nokvei shem means to be mevarech es Hashem, that means that the mevarech es Hashem, the way we understand it, the mekalo is chayev skilo. There must be an azara for it. Now, how do you know there has to be an azara for it? Because that's the rule. Ein oinchen elokim azirim. Okay, v'azarti emeyocha. I know what azara is. It says elokim loisakalo. That's the first pasuk that we mentioned. The pasuk in Parshas Mishpatim. But the Gemara says that even though it could be that's what the noikev means, oh, but the ema mivras who maybe it really means something else. Maybe when it says vayikoy ben ho isha yisraelis, maybe when it says v'noikev, maybe when it says v'nokvay, what it means is he made a hole in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, what does it mean he made a hole in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? So the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu was written, and he went, and he cut a hole in it. And where do you find that the word ekoiv, or vayikoiv, v'noikev, can be making a hole? They say vayikoiv char bedaltoiv. And if that's what it means, so the Torah is saying that if somebody is moichik the Shem Hashem, he makes a hole in the Shem Hashem, he's going to be chayv skilo, so it would have to be an azar, because ain't oinchen elokim azirin. Yeah, there is an azar. I'll tell you where it is. Vazarti emeyach, it says, v'avadetem eshman, lo'isasun kein, la'ashem alikeichem. Right, it says that he's supposed to destroy the names of the avodah zarah, but lo'isasun kein, la'ashem alikeichem. You're not allowed to do that to the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Thus, you see there's a clear azar, that you're not allowed to be moichik the Shem. So the Gemara Gemara says, how do you know that when it says v'noikiv ayikiv, all these words, it's referring to them? Maybe the Megadif wasn't a Mevarech HaSashem after all. Maybe all he did was, is he made a hole in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Maybe that's what he did. But the Gemara says it can't be. You know why? Because b'ino shem b'shem b'lakhu. Because we just said that one of the halachas that we learn from the Pasuk, and we learn it from the words of the Pasuk, v'noikiv shem, v'nokve shem, is that it's not enough to do this Inyan, it has to be Shem B'Shem. Now, if it means to be Mevarech Es Hashem, so there's a way to do it. Yaki Yoisi Yasi Yoisi. But if it means to make a hole, V'Lekka, that's not going to be possible. Because how are you going to make a hole in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu with the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The Gemara says, why not? Maybe what the person is going to do, or what the person would have to do in order to violate this principle, is he would have to have two names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, one on top of the other, U'Bazalahu, and he makes a hole between the two. It's like this, he was Noikiv Shem B'Shem. But the Gemara says, no, who Noikiv Echaiz of a Noikiv Hu? That's not called making a hole in the name of Hashem with the name of Hashem. That's called making a hole in two names of Hashem. So, the Gemara, there's another way to do it. Maybe what the person will do is he'll engrave, he'll etch the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the top of the knife, U'bazaba, and he'll make a hole with it. So now you're actually using the knife that has in it the shem of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to make a hole. But the Gemara says that's also not, because Ahu Churfa de Sakino Hu de Kabaza. Over there, it's the Churfa, it's the sharpness of the Sakin that's making the hole. Meaning, it's not the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu that's making the hole. It's true, the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is etched into the Sakin, but that's not really what's doing it. So the Gemara says that even though you do find the word V'noikev, V'yikev Char B'daltoy, and theoretically it could have meant that this person wasn't Mevarech Es Hashem, but what he did was he made a hole in the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but at the end of the day it falls flat, and the reason is because you wouldn't be able to satisfy the condition of Shem B'Shem. But the Gemara says, I still don't know how you know for sure that what this person did was he was Mevarech Es Hashem. Eima Prushe Shmayo. Maybe what this person did was he was Mefarish the name of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, there's a little bit of a discussion in the Rishonim what exactly this means, but it sounds like what he might have done was, is he might have just said the Shem Havaya. So we know Loi Kishani Nichtav Ani Nikra. So maybe what he did was, is he was Mefarish the Shem Hashem. Tichsiv, and where do you find that being mefarish a name, kimi vayikoy, it says vayikach moishe vaharin eso anoshim o'ela asher nikvu b'shemois. And now, if you're going to tell me if what this person did was he was mefarish l'shem Hashem, and you're telling me that he was chayv skilo, right? That's mefarish in the Torah. It said there has to be an azar because eino inchal kim azirin. There is an azar. Vasar tia mehocha. It says as Hashem alekechatira. So from as Hashem alekechatira, you have azar. So maybe that's what he did. So the Gemara says it can't be because chad number one to be in the shem b'shem b'lako. Again, we can have the shem b'shem bishloima if it's Mevarech Es Hashem Yaakov Ployni Es Ployni Yaakov Yoisi Es Yoisi. But if it means that he was Mefarish Deshem, how you Mefarish Deshem Deshem? Doesn't make sense. V'oid, and besides, if the Azara you have is Es Hashem Lekecha Tiro, Havale Azara Sasei. It's an Azara, but it's an Azara Sasei. V'Azara Sasei Loi Shmei Azara. That's not considered an Azara. The bottom line is, says the Gemara, therefore, it can't be just by process of elimination. Even though the word vayikov can mean one of three things, it can mean klala, it can mean make a hole, it can mean be mefarish, but in this context, vayikov beno isha yisraelis, in the parasha of the Mekadif, there's no question that vayikov means that he was mekalo, and it's for that reason we know that what did this person do? He issued a klala. V'ibay yisayim, but the Gemara says, well, alternatively, you could say even more pashat. Amakra, the pasuk says vayikov, and it says immediately afterwards, vayikalo. Nu l'meimra denoikiv klalahus. You see clearly that Vayikev must be that he was Mekal. But the Gemara says, one second, Viduma Ado Avich Ravai. Maybe Vayikev means one thing and Vayikal means another thing. In other words, we know Vayikal means Vayikal. That's not so negotiable. But maybe Vayikev is one thing and Vayikal is another thing. But the Gemara says, Leisal Kedai. No, it's for sure the same thing. You now know that, because the Pasuk says, that what did Hashem tell Moshe? Hoytzias HaMekal. Take out the Mekal. Now, if he really did two things, he was a Vayikev, which maybe means something else, and he was also a Mekal. So it should have said, Hoytzias. You see, it's one thing. So in other words, you know, based on process of elimination, the vayikov means vayikal. The iba is same. Alternatively, it's even more posh. You don't have to come on to process of elimination. It's clear, because you see that this person was a vayikov, and he was a vayikal, and at the end of the day, we're only clipping him for one thing. Must be vayikov, vayikal is the same thing. Well, if vayikov, vayikal is the same thing, then there's not a lot of suspense. You know exactly what vayikov is. Either way, Tanu Rabbanon, another braisa related to the Megadif. So the parasha of the Megadif begins, Vayidaber Hashem al Moshe Lemar, Hoytzias HaMekal Mechus LaMachne, V'Samchu Kol HaShoyim V'Yedei Mal Roshoy, V'Rog Mu'oysei Kol HaEda. And then it goes weiter. Val b'nei Yisrael tadaber lemer. Ish ish ki yikala lalikov v'nosa cheter. Says the Gemara, why does it say ish ish ish? Matam aloy mer ish ish l'rabbis esha ivdik hachomin shem azorin al-bechus Hashem. It's coming to teach us that not only is a yid not allowed to be mevarchus Hashem, but an ivdik hachomin is also muzer on Birchas Hashem ki Yisrael, just like a Yid. Meaning, just like a Yid is not allowed to be Mevarchas Hashem, so too, an Ovi Kechavim not. Meaning, had it not said Ishish, so you would think, obviously, it's referring to Bnei Yisrael. By the way, Vel Bnei Yisrael Tadaber Leimar. But now that it says Ishish, this Parsha, which is talking to the Bnei Yisrael, is also Negei Ovi Kechavim, and Ovi Kechavim is not allowed to be Mevarchas Hashem. Says the Braisa, however, Ve'inu Nerogan El Vasayef, but although the Ovi Kechavim is included in this Parsha, but he's not Mamish like the Yisrael. Why? Because what happens to the Yid that's Mevarchas Hashem? It's before in the pasuk Rogoy Mir Gamubai Kola Eda, which is skila. But as it relates to the Ben Noach, he gets Saif, Shakol Misa Murub Ibn Noach, Ein El Basai. Because anytime Ben Noach gets Misa, it's always Misa Saif, and it's for that reason over here it's going to be Saif as well, says the Gemara. Okay, so we had a Braisa, Ish Ish is coming to be Marbid, that a Ben Noach is included in the parish of Birchas Hashem. Kasha number one. Vamehocha Nafka, Mehasam Nafka. Is this really the Makar that a Ben Noach is not allowed to be Mavarach Hashem? I know from somewhere else. Meaning, I agree with the halacha, but I know from another place. Now, where's this other place? It's on Amid Beis. It says Hashem Zu Birchas Hashem. So the Gemara on Amid Beis, second half of the daf, is going to discuss the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, and they're all learned out from the same pasuk. Vayitzav Hashem Alikim Al Adam Leimar Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel. And Hashem, the word Hashem, Havaya, that's mentioned in that pasuk, is the remez to one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, which is Birchas Hashem. In other words, Birchas Hashem is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. And it's learned out from the place that I know all the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. It's one pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Vayitzav Hashem Elokim al Adam Levim b'kol Eitz Hagan Ochol Toichel. It's a Freit Gemara on the Braisa. What do I need? Ish, ish, l'rabbi says, oh, evdekei chavim. Birchas Hashem is one of the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, and I know it from the pasuk that teaches me all the Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach. I'm Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafchas said, "Lo nitzrucha elu l'rabbi sakinuyin." You want to know why we need the second drasha? We need it l'rabbis as hakinuyin va'aliba d'rameir. We need it to know that someone that is mevarich not only the Shem Havaya, but even one of the kinuyim of the Shem Havaya, that in and of itself would be enough. And this is true aliba d'rameir. Rav Meir, according to Rav Meir. So before we see Rav Meir, what does it mean, l'rabbi sakinuyin? So we made a big deal how in the Mishnah, when it says, b'chol yom donen esa edem b'kinuy, it doesn't mean what kinuy usually means. This kinuyim does mean what kinuy usually means. And that is one of the other names of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So Rav Yitzchak Nafcha said as follows, that had I only had the pasuk v'yitzav Hashem alikim al adam leimar, which is the Makar Teshev Mitzvah Bnei Noach, I would know Berchus Hashem, but only by the Shem Havaya. This Parshas Marba, ish, ish, that it's true even by the other Shems. Now, why, if I only had the Pasuk, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim, but I only know it by Shem Havaya? Because that's what the Pasuk says. Vayitzav Havaya Elokim. Right? The word Hashem is Havaya. So, if I'm learning the halacha from the word Havaya, so it's Pashit that I would only know it by Havaya. How would I know it by any other situation? Kamash Malon, ish, ish, we include the Ben Noach in the parish of the Yid. The Yid's parish is true even not by the Shem Havaya. That is the chiddush of the second parsha. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha said this is only true according to Rav Meir. Because only according to Rav Meir, as we're about to see, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds that the halacha is that if someone's mevarach Hashem with a kinoy, is it going to be a problem? The Tanya, so who's this Rav Meir? We learned in the Braisa, ish ish ki yikalu alikov v'nosa chetoy. Ma talmud loymar. Why does it have to say ish ish ki yikalu alikov v'nosa chetoy? V'aloi kvar nemar v'noikev shem Hashem ma'isumas. Meaning, if you look at these psukim, they're very, very wordy. Ish ish ki yikalu alikov v'nosa chetoy. What does it sound like? Mevarech es Hashem es chay misa. V'noikev shem Hashem ma'isumas. Nachamo, right? It mentions it a few times. So why does it say ish ish ki kala l'kav v'nosachetoy? Doesn't it say anyways v'noikev shem Hashem ha'yisumas? Now, truth is, it says v'noikev shem Hashem ha'yisumas second. But once it's going to say it second, so why do I need ish ish ki kala l'kav first? Fish and emazok de braisa. V'noikev shem ha'yisumas. It says v'noikev shem. Mois Yumas, and that Shem is Shem Havaya. Yochel, you would have thought, Lo Yehei Chai Vela Hashem Am Yuchid Bavad. Minag, the Rabbis call it, how do you know all the other Shem? Is Talmud Lema, Ishki Yikalu Alekav, Mikol Mokin Divir Ameir. The reason we have Ishki Yikalu Alekav, because Alekav is Mashma, any form of Klala, to any one of the Shemos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not only the Shem Havaya. That's what that pasuk is mar, but divrei Rav Meir, azoy hal Rav Meir, the Chachamim say no. Hashem HaMiyuchah B'Misa, v'al Kinoi B'Azara. I agree with you as it relates to the Azara, for that even a Kinoi. But I don't hold it as Drasha. The only time a person's Chayav Misa for being Mevarech as Hashem is if he's Mevarech the Shem HaMiyuchet. Now Rashi says that if the Chachamim hold that you only chai for being Mevarech as Hashem by the Shem HaMiyuchet, so obviously they don't hold the Rameh's Rasha. So how did the Chachamim know that Kinuyin is Bazar? So Rashi says very Gishmak. Because for that there's another Parsha. Parsha's Mishpatim. Elekim Leisakala. Which we said even though literally means Dayin, but Chazal Darshan that it also means somebody that is Mevarech Es Hashem. Now that parasha Mevarech Es Hashem for sure has nothing to do with Shem Havayah. First of all, it says Alikim, but even more than that, because what's the theme of the pasuk? The theme of the pasuk is that do not be mekal anyone of authority. Dayin, Nasi Bamcha, and certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if someone's chayev for Elikim Lo Yisakalo, when it's a dayin, certainly if it's one of the kinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the bottom line is, Al Shem HaMiyuchah B'Misa, V'Al Kinuyim Ba'Azara. But what's the bottom line? Says the Gemara, what do you need this Brisa Ishish L'Rabbi? Says, if the Kerechav and Shem Azara, Nabir Chas Hashem, Sarkav Yisak Navcha, I'll tell you where it's Negeya. It's Taka, not Negeya to be Marbe B'Noyach, for the Ikka Parash B'Chas Hashem, because then I know it's one of the Shem Mitzvah B'Nei Noyach. But I needed to teach me that the Benoich is going to be chayiv even for one of the kinuyim, and without this pasuk, I would not know he's chayiv for the kinuyim. Why? Because the limud, the primary limud for Birchas Hashem and Shev Mitzvah Benoich is Vayetzav Hashem, and that's Vayetzav Havayah, so I would only know Shem Havayah, Kamash Malon, Ishish, that he's included in the parish of the Yisrael, and it's going to be Negeya, even kinuyim. Now, this is only true according to Rameir, because Rameir is the only one that holds that Yisrael is Taka Chayiv Misa in the event that he is Mevarech, one of the other Shemus. But according to the Chachamim, all it is an Azara. In fact, it's not even in this Parsha here, in Parsha Semar, it's in Parsha Mishpatim. So Ish, you're being marbe into the Parsha of Yisrael to have a halacha that even the Yisrael doesn't have. That's not possible. So said Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, it's poshet that this Brice of Ish, L'Rabbis, Esau, Ivdik Echavim, is only going to be Negeya, Alibo de Rameh. Now the Gemara is about to make an observation. And really, the premise of the observation requires a tiny blurb of an introduction is the Gemara heard in Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha two things. Number one, the braisa that says, ish, l'rabbi says, o'iv de kechavim, is tafka alibid rameir. Additionally, the Gemara heard alibid Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha that according to the Chachamim, it's poshet, that a benoyach is not going to be chayiv for Birchas Hashem. Meaning, according to Rameir, that a Yisrael is chayef for being mevarech Hashem b'kinuyim, ish is being marbe, so to a benoyach. But according to the Chachamim, that hold that a Yisrael himself is not chayef if he's mevarech Hashem b'kinuyim, azara, yeah, but chayef not, so it's poshet then that a benoyach also not. Says the Gemara, that second thing, that according to the Chachamim, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha holds, a benoyach is not chayiv when he's mevarech es Hashem b'kinuyim. Now again, it sounds poshet. If the Yisrael is not chayiv, certainly benoyach is not chayiv. It's actually not poshet at all. Upliga de Rami Yosha. It's not like some Rami Yosha. Some Rami Yosha. Rami Yosha said benoyach shebirech es Hashem b'kinuyim l'rabbanon chayiv. He said exactly the opposite. A benoyach that's mevarech es Hashem b'kinuyim, even according to the rabbanon, is going to be chayiv. My time. What's the reason? The Amakrab, because the pasuk says, and this is again one of the many words in the many psukim here, and then the parashas emor, kager ka ezrach, that the ger, the ezrach, meaning the yid, is going to be subject to this halacha. And Rabbi Yosha said that the chachamim darshin ger ve ezrach hu debina benok veshet, aval oive kechavim afilu bekinoi. That there's something in this parsha that's unique only to the Yisrael, as opposed to the Benoyach. Meaning, there's a remez to the Benoyach in this parasha. Where's the remez? Kager ka ezrach. And what's the remez? That the parasha, the way I'm presenting it to you, Ba'asha Rusham is negeya only the Yisrael, but as it relates to the Benoyach, it's going to be a little bit different. How's it going to be different? It actually is going to be more chamer. That's how it's going to be different. It's actually going to be more chamer. What do you mean it's going to be more chamer? Whereas, according to when the Yisrael goes and is Mevarech es Hashem, if it's one of the Kinuyim, he's not going to be Chayiv. But if a Benoyach is going to go and he's going to be Mevarech es Hashem with one of the Kinuyim, he is going to be Chayiv. So this idea that Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha seems to be saying, that according to the Chachamim, a Benoyach that's Mevarech es Hashem, the Kinuyim is going to be Potter, it's Mefurish, not like Rami Yosh. Because Rami Yosh learned from the words Kager Ve'ezrach that that's not the way it is. Says the Gemara, V'rameyer, Hay Kager Ke'ezrach, my Avalei. So going in Rami Yosh, who just darshin Kager Ke'ezrach. and he darshened it to teach me that only the Yisrael is potter if he's mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim. But the Benoyach is going to be chay. So what does Rav Meir do with Kegaret Vezra? I mean, what's the question? Rav Meir holds that Yisrael's yeah chayev if he's mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim. So Kegaret Vezra can't tell me that the Benoyach is chayev as opposed to the Yisrael because the Yisrael is also chayev. So what does he do with Kegaret Vezra? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what he does with it. Kegaret Vezra b'skilo abul oivik echavim b'sayev. Teaches us that the Ger Ve'ezrach gets skila, right? That's in the parasha, but the Oved Kechavim gets Zayich. Now, why would there have been a Havamina that the Oved Kechavim shouldn't get Zayich? So, I mean, I would have thought, Hoy Ovis Rabu is Rabu, being that the Ben Noach was Nisraba to the parasha, so he should be Nisraba Legamri, Kamash Malon, that's not the way it is. In other words, according to Rav Meir, when it says Ish Ish, right, that was the Braisa that we started with, it's the Rabbis Oved Kechavim. So the Oivik Echavim was included B'tchilas HaParsha into this Parsha. Once we included the Oivik Echavim B'tchilas HaParsha into this Parsha, there would have been a Havamina that maybe he should be included Lagami, he should even get Skila. Now Oivik Echavim never gets Skila, but you would have thought maybe here it should be different. Maybe here he should get Skila. Kamash Malon, that's the Chiddush of Keger Ve'ezrach, that he's not going to get Skila. So again, it says Keger Ve'ezrach. Rami Yosha holds it's a drasha to teach me that the parsha here of the Megadeth is Negei the Yisrael, but not the Benoyach. Now we know Benoyach is Muzer on Brichas Hashem, it's one Hashem, it's Bnei Noach, but there's something in this parsha that's Negei only the Yisrael, it's not Negei the Benoyach. The question is, what is that thing? According to the Chachamim, what it's teaching me is that Yisrael is potter if he's Mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim, as opposed to Benoach, he's actually more chamer, he's going to be chayv. According to Rav Meir, it's coming to teach me that the Yisrael gets skila, as opposed to the Benoach does not get skila. Now, just to be clear, the whole premise of the drosha, Alibad Rav Meir, that the Yisrael gets skila but the Benoach doesn't, is only because of the first price that we started with. And that is ish ish l'rabbi says oiv the kechavim shemuzar al birchas Hashem, and we explain that that's going alibid Rav Meir, who holds that mevarches Hashem b'kinuyim is chayiv, and ish ish teaches me that it's not only the Yisrael that's chayiv, but the Ben Noach is also going to be chayiv. Once I know that the Ben Noach was incorporated into this parsha via the words ish ish, so now already you would have thought he's legamri in the parsha, even klapi skila. That's the chiddush kamash malon kager ve'ezrach, and he's only in the parsha with regards to certain things, not everything. Meaning kager ve'ezrach is where there's going to be skila, but when it comes to a Ben Noach, there is not going to be skila. Just to say what we're saying in slightly different words, according to Rami Yosha, say according to Rav Meir, and say according to the Chachamim, the halacha is, if someone's mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim, he's going to be chay. But it's not from the same makar. According to Rav Meir, it's learned out from Ish Ish. That was the first price in the sugya. According to the Chachamim, it's learned out from Keger Ve'ezrach. Meaning, according to Rav Meir, the reason Ben Noach is chay if he's mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim is because the Torah included him in the parasha. Because a Yisrael is chayiv if he's mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim, Ish Ish is inclusive that the Ben Noach is going to be included as well. According to the Chachamim, it's because the Ben Noach was excluded from the parasha. So although the parasha says Mefurish v'noikiv shem havaya moisumas, but it's Keger Ve'ezrach, that's only true for the Yisrael. It's not going to be true for the Ben Noach. So say according to Rav Meir, say according to the Chachamim, a Ben Noach that's Mevarech Hashem b'kinuyim is going to be chayiv. There's no machloikis as it relates to that. The question is, how does he get there? Does he get there by being included in the parasha? According to Rav Meir, the parasha is true even for Mevarach Hashem b'kinuyim. Oh, so the Ben Noach has it too because he's included in the parasha? According to the Chacham, if I care, the parasha is talking dafka, he's Mevarach Hashem Havai. So obviously, because he was excluded from the parasha. Rav Meir holds he's included. Because Rav Meir holds he's included, it all stems. Because Rav Meir holds he's included, that's why there would have been a Havamina, meaning maybe he should also get Skila. That's the Chiddush, Kamash Malon, Koger Ve'ezrach, that he's not going to get Skila. But rather, instead, he's going to get Sayif. Says the Gemara, moving along, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Aliba de Rabbanon, Hai Keger Ve'ezrach, my Avalei. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, according to the Rabbanon, what does he do with Keger Ve'ezrach? So we just explained Keger Ve'ezrach, Aliba de Rabbi Yosha. The question now is, what does Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha do with Keger Ve'ezrach? And the question is specifically Aliba de Rabbanon. Now, why is the question only Aliba de Rabbanon? Because Aliba de Rabbi Meir, he's going to use Keger Ve'ezrach for the same thing that Rabbi Yosha said, Aliba de Rabbi Meir, you're going to use Keger Ve'ezrach for. Because Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha has the same brisa. He was actually the original one that was Mefarsh the brisa. And he said that Ish Ish is L'Rabbi Sa'ovi Kechavim. So once Sa'ovi Kechavim is included in the parsha, you would have thought maybe he gets Skila. Kamash one Keger Ve'ezrach, he doesn't get Skila. But the question is, Rabbi Yitzchak Nafcha, Aliba de the Rabban. Why? Because what's the machloikas Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka and Rami Yosha in the sugya? Whether according to the Chachamim, a ben Noach that's Mevarach Hashem the Kinuyim is going to be Chayiv Skilo or he's not going to be Chayiv Skilo. The Chachamim said he's going to be Chayiv. The Rabbi Yosha said he's going to be Chayiv Skilo. Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka said not. Now, how did the Chachamim know that? How did Rabbi Yosha know that a little bit of Chachamim is going to be Chayiv Skilo? It's because he learned it from Kiger the Ezrach. But Rabbi Yitzchak Nafka doesn't darshan that, obviously, because he holds that just like in Yisrael, that's Mevarach Hashem the Kinuyim is not Chayiv, a Ben Noach also not. So the question of Yitzchak Nafka, I'll leave it to Rabbi Yitzchak, how can Kerv Ezrach my overlay? So the Gemara says, to teach me something else. Kerv Ezrach, who the Be'in on Shem B'Shem, Aval Oivik HaChavim, Loi Be'in on Shem B'Shem. It's staff to Kerv Ezrach that requires this Tanai of Shem B'Shem, but as it relates to an Oivik HaChavim, there's no Alacha of Shem B'Shem. That's where it's going to be Negeya. See, nah, it's not Negeya, Mevarach Hashem the Kinuyim, it's not Negeya, which Misa, it's Negeya, the din of Shem B'Shem. So Yisrael needs a Shem B'Shem, and Oivik HaChavim doesn't need Yaki Yossi. Even if it's not Shem B'Shem, the Alachas is going to be Chayiv. One final question, and that is Ish Ish Lamali. What do we do with Ish Ish? So again, Rameyer Darshan Ish Ish, Chom Din Darshan Ish Ish. So what do we do with Ish Ish according to the Chacham? And the Gemara says nothing. Ish Ish is not necessarily a drasha. Right? In Shas, sometimes Ish Ish is a drasha, sometimes Ish Ish is not a drasha. But the bottom line is, it's not Muchach, there's a drasha, and it's for that reason, that's not a kasha, because really we don't have to learn anything from the words ish ish. Just to speak out two short ha'aras before we go weiter. The first ha'ara, as it relates to the sugya of the Megadif, is the Rambam in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and this is Perek Beis, Halacha Yud, says as follows. Kol ha'shemeya birchas Hashem chayv l'kray. Anyone that hears birchas Hashem has to write kriya. Va'afilu al birchas ha'kinoi chayv l'kray. V'hu she'yishme'en em Yisrael. But only if you heard it from a yid. V'echad ha'shemeya. V'ech oi ha'shemeya min ha'shemeya. Aval ha'shemeya min ha'goy enei chayv l'kray. V'loi koru al yakum v'shevna. That's a nach elu b'nei sh'rav she'kei m'shomad hoya. Either way, says the Rambam, kol ha'edim ha'dayonim, all the edim, all the dayonim, soimchin yedeyen, echad ha'roshim megadif. They had to do smicha with their hands, one at a time, on the head of the megadif. Va'omrelin, they would tell him, damach b'roshcha, sha'atagaram talach, that you deserve to die because of what it is you did. Says the Rambam, again. So before the megadif was killed, they would do smicha on the Rambam. They would do smicha on the Megadav. And then the Rambam concludes and says that this is true only for the Megadav. The only time somebody who was killed by Bezdin required smicha is if he was a Megadav. Shenemar, it's learned from the Pasuk in our Parsha, v'samchu kol ha'shoyim esidei in al-roshoy, and this is a special din, it relates only to the Megadav. Meaning, we don't say this is a dover shahoya b'chlal v'yotzim and ha'chlal olamid, al-ha'chlal kuloy. No, it's true only for the Megadav. The Megadav, there's a special din that all the people that were Aden and all the people that were on this Bezdin, they had to be soimchen as yedein. And the question is why? So if you take a look in that Deres Aliyah from the Vilna Gaon, on this pasuk that says, v'samchu kol hashoimen, says the Gaon, hashoimen elu ha'edem, kol elu ha'dayon, says the Gaon, v'hod etzrichi hashoimen v'adayonim smicha, the reason the shoimen and the dayonim needed smicha, kimboi gabi carbon. It's similar to a carbon. Deboi smicha, which requires smicha, kidei sheyisa avoynoi olav, so that the animal should carry the aveiro of the person. You find the same thing by the Sarah Mishtaleach. Dechsev v'samach aharoin eshtei yadav al roish hasayir v'nasa hasayir olavas kalav inoisa. You find by the Sarah Mishtaleach the Kohen Gadol would do smicha on top of the Sarah Mishtaleach. And what was the purpose of the smicha? So the animal right now would be carrying the chet. The animal would be carrying the averus of Klal Yisrael. It was v'hachanami here too. Ha'edim v'adayonim asu averu b'shviloi. The edim and the dayonim did an averu. What was the averu? Because they had no choice, but they had to repeat in Bezdin what it is they heard. And the Dayanim also did an Aveira because of what they heard. In fact, we saw in the Mishnah that B'chol Yoyim Donim Nesu Eidim B'kinu Yachim Yoisi. Right, they didn't even want to say it out. And not just that, when they had no choice at the time of the Gemar Din, so they would ask the Gadol Shebeneim to leave, Emer Masha Shomata B'feirish, and he would say, the Dayanim O'im D'maragleim V'koyim V'loim Achim. So it was a big deal. Even for the Eidim to repeat what they heard was a terrible, terrible thing. And even for the Dayanim to hear what they heard, they had a rice kriya. Right, Yisnia was a terrible, terrible thing. It's for that reason, they are somewhat complicit in this sin, and they need kapara. So you know what the kapara is? The kapara is du smicha. What's the yisroid of the smicha? Kidei sheyisa avoyna yolav. The yisroid of the smicha is, when a person brought a carbon, he would do a smicha. Lean on the carbon, and by leaning on the carbon, he took his averis, and he imparted those averis on top of the carbon. Right by the Sar Mishtalech, it says in Mefurish, V'samach aharin eshtei yodav al roish ha-sar, v'nosa ha-sar olav eskalav enoisam. And the Sar Mishtalech, all of a sudden, is now carrying all the averis, all the sins of the Jewish people. The yisroid of smicha is like tashlech. Right, you take your averis, and you throw it into the yam. The bala carbon would take his averis, and he would part it onto the carbon. It's a fascinating idea. But that's what smicha is, says the Goyen. That just like there was a din smicha when it came to a carbon, there's a din smicha by the Megadeth. The Dayanim, the Edom, they're taking their Avera and they're literally infusing the Megadeth with it. They're putting it into the Megadeth. He's going to die and his Misa is going to be a kapara, not only what he did, but also what the Edom and the Dayanim were forced to do. Half of a fellow. But the point is, this idea of smicha that you find in this parasha, it's very, very much related to the Mishnah of Bechol Yoim Donin Esau Edom Bekinoi Yaakov Yoisi, yes, Yoisi. It's related to the fact that you see, even the Edom and the Dayanim need to be sensitive, that it's not so posh for them to even just walk around and say what it is they heard. Regardless, with that note, we are going to go fight. We're learning to the Braisa, so we're now pivoting to the second part of today's daf, which is the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. Sheva Mitzvahs is not a Bnei Noach. So there were seven mitzvahs that the Bnei Noach were commanded. So a Yid has 613 mitzvahs, right? Plus seven mitzvahs to Rabbanon. Bnei Noach have seven mitzvahs. Everybody knows that. And this is the Braisa. Dinim is the first. They have to have a judicial system. Brechas Hashem, that's the sugi we just learned. Avodah Zara, we know what that is. Gilui Arayos, Shvichas Damim, V'gezel, V'Evim Menachai. B'chanan Ben Gamliel, B'chanan Ben Gamliel said, Afala Dam Menachai. They're also Muzer on Dam Menachai. So it's not only Evim Menachai, they're not let to eat, but even Dam Menachai. V'Rab Chitkam, Rab Chitka said, Afala Siros. They're not let to castrate an animal or a person. Rab Shimon Noimir, Rab Shimon said, Afala Kishuv. They're even Muzer on Kishuv. Rab Yosi said, I'll tell you more than that. Not just Kishuv, generally, but Kala Amr Bit Parshas Kishuv Benoich Muzer Olav. Any that's mentioned in the Parish of Kishuv, a Benoich is Muzer. So what does it say in the Parish of Kishuv? It says, Lo Yimotzi Bechom Maver Benoich Bitoi Bo Ish. Now, the context of that pasuk is, Hashem tells the Yid that I'm taking you into Eretz Yisrael. Be careful that you don't do all the aforementioned things. You know why? Because these Canaanim that I'm throwing out of the land are being thrown out of the land because they did those things. So be careful you don't do the same things, right? Because if you don't learn the mistakes of history, you're going to repeat them, and it's not going to be good. Said Rav Shimba Yochai, we know the rule is, elam kein hizeh. So that if the Canaanim are being punished. They're being thrown out of the land. Why? Because they did these Averis. Oh, must be they were warned. Where were they warned? Oh, must be it's included in all the mitzvahs of the Bnei Noach. Rebbe Loza said, Afala Kelayim. Even Kelayim is Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Now, stating that, Rebbe Loza said, you have to read the fine print. Not all Kelayim. Mutar Bnei Noach, Lubash Kelayim. Bnei Noach is allowed to wear Kelayim. For Lizraya Kelayim, he's allowed to plant Kelayim. But in Asurin Elo Baharvas Behema, what he's not allowed to do is mate two different types of animals, Ubar Kovas Ilan, and graft two different types of trees. Regardless, this Braisa that we just mentioned is the Braisa of the Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. By the way, why are we talking about the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? Because it segues from a Varechas Hashem, the last sugi that we learned, which is one of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. The Gemara even brought the Makar to Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. So from here we get one of the great left turns of all time, the digression into the Brison, the sugi that's going to take us through the next several dafin of Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But the one thing that jumps right out of the Brison is that we know Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. But at the same time, there's other shittas. Rab Chananya ben Gamliel added Dam Menachai, that's on top of the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach. Rab Chidke added Sirus. Rab Shimon added Kishuv. Rab Yosi added everything that's mentioned in the parasha of Kishuv, which he added up, it's going to be a lot. Rab Elazar said, you even have the parasha of Kelayim. Bottom line is, Ben Noach doesn't have as many mitzvahs as Yisrael does, but at the same time, he has his own Shulchan Aruch, and really, this Braisa is the shortest version of that Shulchan Aruch. Says the Gemara, we know what do. What is the Makar to the Sheva Mitzvah Bnei Noach? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, it's a surprising makar. The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says, Vayitzav Hashem alikim al Adam leimar, mikol eitz hagon, ochoil toichel. So the context is, Bereshis, Perek Beis, Pasuk Dazayin, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam, you cannot eat from the Eitz Hadas. Before he told him you can't eat from the Eitz Hadas, he prefaced it by telling him that you're in Gan Eden and there's a lot of good trees. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toich. You can eat from any tree that you want. So this pasuk, where seemingly Hashem is just telling Adam and Rishon you can eat from all the trees, and really leading up to the punchline, which is you can't eat from the Eitz Hadas. This is the makar to the Shem Mispeinach. So where do you see it? So the Gemara is going to bring two versions of it. Version number one: Vayitzav Elu Adinim. Vayitzav means dinim. And really what we need is the end of the pasuk, which is the shamru derech Hashem lasois tzedakah u'mishpat. So it says l'man Hashem yitzave, and it says mishpat, so you'd see that the word vayitzav is dinim. Hashem, meaning havaya, zu brichas Hashem, v'chein u'aymer, v'noikiv shem Hashem, v'yisumas arsugya. Elohim, zu avaydes koichavim, v'chein u'aymer, lo yeh l'cha elohim acher malachim. So this is interesting, because really Elohim in the pasuk, in Pshutei Shal Mikro, is Elohim kodesh, and we're telling it to avayde zara, which is the antithesis, which is elohim acherim, lo shen chal. But the bottom line is the same word, and it's in remez to avayde zara. Ha'adam, zu shvichas damim. V'chein u'aymer, it says, shvichas dam ha'adam, but adam damim yishafich lemar zu gliya rayas. V'chein u'aymer, it says, lemar hin yishalich ishas ishtoi v'holcham me'itoi v'hoysa le'ish acher. Mikol eitz hagan v'loi gezel achal toicha v'loi evim menachar. The Gemara says, this was the first version. The second version was ki asa Rabbi Yitzchak, where Rabbi Yitzchak came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, tani ipcha. He would say it over in the name of Rabbi Yochanan, just the opposite. Now, not everything the opposite, but he flipped to. Vayitzav, we had zu adinim, he said zu avaydus kechavim, and elikim, we had avaydus zara, he said zu dinim. So the Gemara says like this, bishlam elikim zu dinim, you want a makar that elikim is dinim, that's easy. Dichsiv in nikra balabayas, elu elikim, we had in today's daf, elihim loy sakala, right? It's referring to a dayan. So we know elihim very often mean dayanim. So that elikim should mean not avaydus zara, it should mean dinim, that's pashat. Oh, but elu vayitzav zu avaydus zara, my mashma, where do you find that vayitzav means avaydus zara? Vayitzav meaning mishpat that we have. L'man asher yitzava mishpat. But where do you find that yitzav means avodah zara? So the Gemara says it was a machlokes amiran. Meaning, it wasn't so clear, but there was a machlokes amiran. Who were the amiran? Rav Chisda v'Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi. Who said what? We don't know. B'chadama once said, Soru marmina derech hachatzivisim, asu lehem v'goymer, which is, of course, referring to the eagle. So you see in the parasha of the eagle, it says, Soru marmina derech asher tzivisim. The eagle, of course, was avodah zara. B'chadama, the other one said, it's learned out from a pasuk in Hosea, Oshuk Ephraim Ritzutz Mishpat Ki Hoyul Holach Acher Tzav. And the pasuk over there is referring to going after Avodah Zarah, and it refers to it as Hoyul Holach Acher Tzav. So you see, Tzav is Avodah Zarah. So again, Rabbi Chisda and Rizabar Rav Dimi, one said from the Egel, Asher Tzivisim, the other one said from this pasuk in Nach. The Mar says, My Benai, what's the Nafkamino? Meaning, why is there a Machloikis? Is there a Nafkamino? The Mar says, Yeah, Iki Benayu Akim Sha'as Avodah Zarah, Belo Yishtachal Allah. What would be if a guy made avodah zara but he didn't bow down to it? Is that also a violation of Shevin Mitzvot Bnei Noach or not? L'man d'amar asu, according to the Mandama that said that the makar is from the ego. So what does it say by the ego? Saru mar min aderech asher tzivisim asu lehem ego. Now, we know the Yidden worship the ego as well, but that pasuk says asu. So if that's the case, and that is the makar to vayitzav, so mishas asiyah mechayev, so l'chayr ben erech shebichayev, once he's asu avodah zara. But the man d'amar ki hoyol holach, but according to the man d'amar that learns it from the pasuk in Nach, from the pasuk in Hosea, hoyol holach achrei tzav, what does hoyol holach mean? Ad azal basra, upalach, you actually have to worship it. Oh, you actually have to worship it. So then if you only make an avodah zara, you're not going to be chayev. So the Gemara says that what emerges parenthetically, b'derech agav, from this shmuz, is what would be if a guy is oisav ei dezara, but didn't actually worship it. Did he violate Shevin Mitzvot Bnei Noach? And not, l'cher, it's totally in these two makaris. Amar Rava. So Rava said, is there anyone in the world that holds that if an akum is oisav ei dezara, but he doesn't worship it, he's going to be chayev? Meaning it's pashit, he's potter. That can't be enough. Everyone holds his pashit. Vatanya, how do I know that from the following braisa? The akum, the braisa says as follows. When it comes to the avodah zara of Shevin Mitzvot Bnei Noach, so here's the rule. Dvarim she bezin shal yisro misan alein, any type of avodah zara that a bezin shal yisro would give misas bezin for, meaning if a yid would worship this type of avodah zara, so bezin shal yisro would give misa, ben noach muzar alein. So the rule is that ben noach is going to be muzar. Ain bezin shal yisro misan alein. If, however, bezin shal yisro would not give misas bezin for this type of worship of Avodah Zarah, ein ben oich muzer aleim. A ben oich is not going to be muzer. Now, this is clearly coming to be mayit something. Lemutei mayit. Lav lemutei akum shalas Avodah Zarah, v'leish ta'agavel. Probably it's coming to be mayit, an akum that makes an Avodah Zarah, but he doesn't bow down to it, being that if a yid would do that, he would not get Mises Bezin, so ben oich is not muzer. Also, it's a mefurish b'raisa. Ben oich is not muzer for making Avodah Zarah if he doesn't worship it. This was Rav's kasha, Amar Rabbah. Rabbah said, no, lemutei gifuf and nishuk. It's not what it's coming to be mayit. It's coming to be mayit something else. It's coming to be mayit a guy that hugs or kisses an Avodah Zarah. Being that if a Yid would do it, he wouldn't get Mises Bezdin. So a Ben Noach is not Muzer Aleo, and that's what the Lemute is coming. It's not Lemute Asa Avodah Zarah Leishtachavala. That's not so Pashat. It's Lemute Gifuf Anishuk. But the Gemara says Gifuf Anishuk Tamai. Explain. Ilei Mekadarka is it talking about where the Derech is to be Avodah Zarah with Gifuf Anishuk, then Barka Talu. Then he's a bar katala, meaning he's chayev misa. The Yisrael's chayev misa. So if the Yisrael's chayev misa, then the ben noach is yeah going to be muzer aleh. Elamutei shaloike darka. It's negeya where it's not the derech to worship this avodah zara through gifuf the nishuk. And if the Yisrael then does it, he's not going to get misas bez. If he's not going to get misas bez, then that's where it's negeya that the ben noach won't be muzer aleh. That's what it's coming to be memayit. It's not coming to be memayit. Akum sha'asa avodah zara v'loy yishtachavela. We are going to stop here, exhale. Again, a lot more sugyas related to the dinim of a ben noach, but just to end with one raid bite, we just ended the daf with the beginning of a new sugya. It's the sugya of the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noach. And the Gemara said that there's a makar to the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noach. It's a pasuk in Parashas Bereishis. Pasuk that in Chumash we talked a lot about recently. This pasuk is the makar to the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. Now, where do you see even a remez to the Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach? So the Gemara said, "Oh, Vayitzav is dinim. Hashem is Berachas Hashem. Elikim is Avodah Zarah. Alo Adam Shvichas Dov. Leimar is Gilei Arayis. Mikol Eitz Hagan is referring to Gezel. Ochal Toichel is Avim Menachat." There was another nusach that Vayitzav is not dinim, but rather Vayitzav is really Avodah Zarah, and Elikim is not Avodah Zarah, but rather Elikim is dinim. But the bottom line is, it's all learned out from this pasuk. And again, where does it say this pasuk? Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam Arishan, Vayitzav Hashem Elikim al Adam lemer mikol eitz hagan ochal teichel. When did Hashem tell this to Adam? So that's the Gemara on Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. B'chiyas nitzdaf, right? So it was in the ninth hour of the day. Adam Rishon was just created. And in the ninth hour of the day, a couple of hours later, he was nitzdava and he was told, Mikol eitz hagan ochal toichal, umeitz hadas toivera, loisoichal mimeno. Now it's interesting. What's the pshutei shal mikra of this pasuk? So again, we have this drush, this braisa that we learned the Sheva Mitzvahs b'nei noach from here. But what's the pshutei shal mikra? The pshutei shal mikra is that Hashem was telling Adam Rishon that there's a lot of trees in Gan Eden, that's what Adam Rishon was, and you can eat from all the trees that you want, but there's one tree that you're not allowed to eat from, and that's from the Eitz Hadas. Really, this pasuk is just like the setup to the punchline. The punchline is not mikol Eitz Hagan ochal toichel. The punchline is umi Eitz Hadas toivera, don't eat from. But Akash Baruch Hu was talking, Kilo, this, you can eat from this tree, that tree, and the other tree. Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichel. But from the Eitz Hadas, that tree you're not going to be able to eat from. Now, Chazal learned from here, in this pasuk, Akash Baruch Hu was really giving him a whole bunch of azaras. As if to say, it's interesting, because Adam Rishon already had the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach before he even had the azar of the Eitz Hadas, right? Because this is the pasuk that precedes the Eitz Hadas. Right, before the Eitz Hadas, Adam Rishon already has the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach, and then afterwards, the very, very next pasuk, he's told, don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. But to be clear, this is not the Pshutei Shel Mikra. It's not the Pshutei Shel Mikra. In fact, Pashut, this is like an asmachta in a pasuk for an idea that we know, the Messiah, we have a tradition for, and that is that there was Sheva Mitzvahs B'nei Noach. But I'll tell you something very interesting. If you look around in the Gedolei Achrayim, from Rav Meir Simcha to Rav Yaakov Emden, this is not in chronological order, to the Chassam Sofer, to the Afla, to the Shlach Kodesh. If you look in the Sifrei Achronim, they all feel, and they all have a similar hergish, and that is, it sounds a little bit like in Pshutei Shel Mikra, this pasuk of Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichel was a mitzvah. It was actually a mitzvah. Now it's funny, the Gemara darshan Sheva Mitzvahs, Sheva Mitzvah B'nei Noach. But a mitzvah is in a Pshutei Shel Mikra diga mitzvah saseh of Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichel. Rebbe Simcha says, Pirish, who mitzvah? What's the mitzvah? Lahacha yois nafshoi v'lehoneis mipriagan. Adam Rishon had a mitzvah to live, and he had a mitzvah to enjoy the fruit of this garden. Like you find in the Yerushalmi, the end of Kedushin, Asid Adam Litin Din V'cheshben Al Kol Shira Ein Av Layacha. And that's what this mitzvah was. Adam Rishon was given a mitzvah. The mitzvah was Mikol Eitz Agan Achal Teichel. Rabbi Yaakov Emden in his Hagoyes on Chumash that were printed a few years ago, Eim Labina. So, Mikol Eitz Agan Achal Teichel. Achal Teichel mitzvah saseh. And you want to know what's merumis? It's merumis in the kefal aloshen. In other words, what's the diyek? If it would have just said mikol eitzagan ochel or mikol eitzagan toichel, I hear ochel toichel. That's a mitzvah. Pasoyach tiftach, nosin tite, nosin tazer. That's what it sounds like is going on over here. So it's from the kefal haloshen where there was a diktok here. That there must be some mitzvah going on over here. And what's this mitzvah say? The achreinim, the mitzvah is asid adam litain din v'cheshmin al kol shira enav v'lo yachal. But the Chassam Sofer and the Hafla and the Shlach Kaddish, they have a different halach in this pasuk. And this is what we're going to end with. I'll just read it from the Shlach Kaddish. The Shlach Kaddish says a davar nifla, but it requires a tiny bit of an introduction. And this introduction is a paragraph in the Mesilas Yesharim. At the very, very last perek, perek Chav Vav, where the Mesilas Yesharim is talking about the Midah of Kedusha. So Mesilas Yesharim is the outline. It's the analysis of all the Madregas of Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair. And it culminates with the Midah of Kedusha, which is the highest Madrega according to the Mesilas Yesharim. Now really, the Brais Rabbi Pinchas Ben Yair is based on a Gemara in Masechet Vayetzar, Daf Chav. And if you look at the Gemara has two versions of what the highest Madrega is. One is Anava, the other is Chasidus. None of them are Kedusha. But Ramchal went with a girsa that it was Kedusha, and that's what he built his magnum opus, the Mesilas Yesharim. But Ramchal, he talks a little bit about the Midah of Kedusha, and he says as follows. A person can become so dovek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that he becomes a Kadosh. And when he becomes a Kadosh, he becomes a shtick Kedusha that his guf becomes almost halik. It becomes a shtick alokus. That's the madrega that a person could achieve. So says the Ramchal, Vihine, Ish koze, hu atzmai nechshav kamishkon, kamikdash, v'hamizbech. When a person achieves the level of Kedusha, he could become like the Mishkan, he could become like the Mishkan, he could become like the Mizbech. Ukimamorim zal, vayal me olav elikim, ha'ovais hein hein amarkova, v'chein omru hatzadikin hein hein amarkova, ki ashchina shayra aleim, kamay shahoysa shayra bamikdash. Umeyato, when a person reaches that madrego, hamachal shehem oichlin, who ki korbin sha'oil al gabi ha'ishin, is no different than a korbin that was brought on the edge of the Mizbech. Ki vaday hu sha'oya nechsh of the ilu gadol al oisam advarim sha'oil al gabi ha'mizbech. Ki vachayun ikravim le'ashchina. You can imagine the aliyah in the world of nitzaitzis, etc., that all these foods got when they went on the Mizbech. V'kol kach yisroin ha'oil lehem bozeh, achayu kol mina misbarich v'chal ha'oila. Ukimamarim zal B'medrash, right? If you would put chitin on the mizbeach through a mincha, all the chitin got kibesh because there was a certain aliyah that the meichel got. Kein ha-meichel v'ha-mishta, sho ish ha-kadosh oichel. The same is true for any food and any drink that an ish kadosh eats or drinks. Iloi hu le-meichel ahu, v'la-mishta ahu, kilu nikrav al-gabi ha-mizbeach mamish. V'hu ha-inin sha-amru zal. This is what Chazal meant when they said in Ksubas Kofei, kol amei v'doiron le-tambut chocham kilu hikr bikurim. And this is what they meant when they said in Yuma Ayin Aleph, yumale groinam shal tamidei chachamim b'makim nisachim. V'ein ha-dover ha-zlesh, yu ha-tamidei chachamim luhutem achri ha-achilu v'ashtiyo chas v'shalom. She yumale groinam kim malet es ha-gargaron. Elo ha-inyinu lefi ha-kavonu shes ha-charti. Ki ha-tamidei chachamim ha-kdoishim b'darcheyem, u'b'chom ma'aseyem, hinei hei mamish kamikdosh v'kamizbeach. Mepnei sh'ashchino shoyra aleyem, k'mo sh'oysa shoyra b'mikdosh mamish. V'hinei ha-nikrov lohem, kin nikrov al-gabi ha-mizbeach. U'milu groinam tachas milu ha-sfolim. V'al derech zeh kol tashmish she'yishtamshu midivrei ha-oilam. Acharei ha-yoysam kvar dfukim l'kdushosi yizbarech, hinei ilui v'yisrenu l'adover ahu she'zoch aliyas tashmish l'tzadik. U'kvar eskiru zal b'inyan avnei ha-mokim shalokach yakvi v'samir ha-shoysal. Om Rabbi Yitzchak, all the stones started fighting. What were they fighting about? Because it was understood that Yaakov Avinu is the Merkava. So they all want to have a sheiches to this. Chloe Shaldover. Inyan Akdushahu. Sheyeh Ha'odam Dovei Kol Kach Beloikov. this fascinating one line? When a person engages in gashmius, so what happens? He lowers himself on some level. He becomes a little more megushim. But a person that's a kaddish, it has the opposite effect. He doesn't become more megushim. The davar gashmi goes up to him. It becomes a little bit more ruchni. This is how the Ramchal explains the B'lashayne Yazal. But either way, this is the Ramchal Shara Kedusha. What is it in short? Ish kozehu atzmoy nechshav kamishkon kamikdash v'hamizbeach. Another line. Every he doesn't lower himself when he does gashmius. He brings the gashmius back up to him. So with this introduction, said the Shlach Kaddish, the Shlach, by the way, lived before the Ramchal, but just with this introduction, says the Shlach Kaddish, that when Adam Arishan was created, he was Yitzir Kapim Shlach Kaddish Baruch Hu. He was Adam Arishan Kaidim Achet. He was Misoifa Oilam Vad Soifa. He was Mishtamish with the Aragonis. He was on the highest level of the world. You know what Kaddish Baruch Hu tells Adam? Vayitzav Hashem Elikim Ala Adam Leimar, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochal Toichel. Eat, eat, eat. Because when you're going to eat, that's mamish being in karbonos. Your eating is the greatest madrega in the world. You're right. For me and you to eat is another story. But Adam Arishan is on the madrega of, he's on the pinnacle. And at the top of Mount Everest, what you find is the 26th perek, Kaminyan Avaya of the Mesilas Yesharim, which is Kedusha, which is Kulay Dveikas, where every act of Gashmias that a person does becomes Ruchnias. So that's why Adam Arishan on this very lofty Madrega, by Itzaba Hashem Elikim Ala Adam Lemer, Mikol Eitzagan Ochel Teichel, Azoizak the Shlach Kodesh, and again this is Mavur in the Chsam Sofer, and the Panami office as well, said the Shlach, but I'll tell you one more catch. What happened? Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas. What happened after Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas? So the Gemara says in Erevin, Taf Yud Chesam Aralef, he fasted. He fasted for 130 years. We said over from the Mikubal and the Ramam Ipano that he didn't just fast for 130 years. He fasted for 930 years. The Gematria of Tainus. He spent the rest of his life for Tainus. Because once Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, he fell Madregas. At that point, he was no longer on the level of Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel. Now, in order for him to go and be Mekadosh Hashem, in order for him to do what he's supposed to do, he can't eat Faket. Now he needs Precious. Now he has to separate himself from the food. So says the Shlach, that's the Oymet. Before Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel, because everything that Adam Arishan is going to eat is going to be a mitzvah. But once Adam Arishan ate from the Eitz Hadas, now it goes 180 degrees. Now Faket, now he can't eat anymore. Now already it's Tainus after Tainus. He spent the rest of his life but Tainus, trying to be Mesakin the senior because he understood he was no longer Beshlemus, and as a result, he can't do his thing anymore by going ahead and eating. Either way, this ties into some of the Chumash Torah that we spoke about, Kemuvin, but the bottom line is, this is the Makar to the Sheva Mitzvnei Noach. Vayetzav Hashem Alikim Ala Adam Leymar Mikol Eitz Hagon Ochol Toichel Sheva Mitzvnei Noach. That's all Beremiza. What's really going on over here? The Achreinim all seem to say there's a mitzvah essay going on over here, but which is just interesting in light of the Pshutei Shel Mikra of understanding the parasha of Adam Arishan. Adam Arishan had this one commandment. What was this commandment? Don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. It seems like he had an assay also. There was an assay and there was a lois assay. The lois assay was don't eat from the Eitz Hadas. The assay was Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel. What's the oimek of the assay? Is it the Yerushalmi in the end of Kedushin? Person is going to give din v'cheshmen for not being nana mi'olam hazeh. What does that even mean, by the way? Right? You're going to give din v'cheshmen for not being nana mi'olam hazeh. So that already we can refer to a raid bite that we spoke about this in Masechtas Nedarim, right? When someone makes a neder or someone's makabel naziris, is that a good thing or a bad thing? You can hear it both ways. That Yerushalmi seems to scream it's a bad thing, right? What are you doing? Hashem gave you wine, it's quite good, so enjoy it, right? But either way, that's one mahalach. The other mahalach is already Rav de Ravin. And this is from the Shlach Kodesh and from the Torah, the Hilchos Sofer, the Rabbi Agadol HaFla. And that is because Adam Arishan was on such a high madrego, he was able to be malo netzoitzis, and he was able to do grois avoidus just from eating. From biting into an apple, he was able to do grois avoidus, and that's the mitzvah, Mikol Eitz Hagan Ochel Toichel.